Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 26th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28th year B. Our readings today, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 4 to 20, Psalm 16, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 11 to 25, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because God's Spirit is with us. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, You hold the universe in the palm of Your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on You and our minds on Your truth, for we have come to worship You as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, You are our Lord. Your majesty and Your power are beyond our understanding, and Your mercy takes our breath away. We know we should look up to You with the whole of our lives and lift up our voices for Your glory. Yet, too often, we come with limited expectations and with our minds focused on ourselves and our inadequate hopes and dreams. Lord, we pray that You will help us to worship You in the way that You deserve, and glorify You here and everywhere and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 409, Be Thou My Vision. pray the colic for Papa 28, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, you caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning. Grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Scripture for Our Learning. Scripture for Our Learning. Our colic today reminds us that the Lord caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning. We ask that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. We made this petition in the hope that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life. Book of Common Prayer, page 181. A study of Holy Scripture is vital as we strive to build our relationship with God. Scripture points us to who God is and enables us to get a glimpse of the height, depth, breadth, and width of God's love for us and God's creation. At every celebration of the Eucharist, we engage four passages of Scripture. Our first reading from the Old Testament, a psalm, portions of an epistle, or sometimes from the Acts of the Apostles or the Book of Revelation, and the Gospel passage. We are invited to learn from these passages of Scripture. They are able to teach us truths about God that will reveal to us more about God's goodness and love, and the ways God expressed that love in the world. Today, there is much we can learn from the first reading, from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 4 to 20. We read, "There was a certain man from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah. He had two wives, one named Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, however, Hannah had no children. This man, as he strove to be faithful to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will go up year by year from his town to worship and offer sacrifices to the land, to the Lord at Shiloh, where the tabernacle of the Lord was housed. Elkanah made his annual pilgrimage to worship and offer sacrifices. This involved partaking in the sacrificial meal, which symbolized fellowship and communion with the Lord. His wife Hannah was greatly distressed because she had no children, and her rival used to provoke her severely to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb." 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6. "Every time they went to the holy place, Peninnah would provoke Hannah. Therefore, she would spend her time weeping and would not eat. Hannah makes her way to the sanctuary, where she pours out her heart to the Lord in prayer. As she prayed, she made this vow: O Lord of hosts, if only you would look upon the misery of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicant, and no razor shall touch his head. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. Hannah prayed earnestly. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli the priest, who was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple, observed her and thought she was drunk due to the festivities. He chastised her, saying, How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put away your wine. Verse 14. Hannah explained her situation. No, my Lord, I am a woman deeply troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation all this time. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 15 and 16. Eli acknowledges his mistake and blesses her. He says, Go in peace. The God of Israel grant the petition you have made to him. Verse 17. Hannah's grief departs. She returns to her family with joy and celebrates with them. After the celebration, they return to their home. In due time, she conceives and gives birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I ask him of the Lord. Verse 20. There are many things that we can learn from Hannah's story. All situations in life are not equal, and if we are favored, we should not look down on, torment, or abuse those less fortunate than ourselves. God has a plan and purpose for each of us. We should support those who are struggling with what we consider negative aspects of life. God is working God's purpose out. Hannah felt like an outcast. She knew that God did not abandon her. She would go to the holy place year after year to offer the sacrifices, and she would use the opportunity to pray earnestly to God. Hannah would open her heart to God in prayer. She knew that God would hear and God would respond. She understood that as she prayed, she did not have to use words. She could pray from the heart, and God would hear, and God will respond in God's own time and in God's way, the way that was best for her. As she prayed, Hannah knew that God was a God of mercy and justice, and God had the power to change her situation. The God she worshipped had power over life. Her God, our God, is the source of all life. God used her situation to bring into the world the last of the judges of Israel, the priest and prophet, Samuel. We learn that when we make a promise to God, we must keep that promise. For God can use us to do great things for God in the world. God was faithful to Hannah, and in turn, Hannah was faithful to God. She returned to the holy place when Samuel was weaned and gave him to the priest Eli. As she offered her sacrifices to the Lord, Hannah said to the priest, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. He is given to the Lord." She left him there for the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 25 to 28. Hannah acknowledged the Lord's blessings, and she not only kept her promise, she responded with thanksgiving. When the Lord answers our prayers, we must never fail to give God thanks and praise for God's blessings. We are invited to pray to our Heavenly Father. We are invited to ask, seek, knock, and we will get a response. A response that will direct us to God's will for us as we affirm our desire to have God's will done on earth as it is always done in heaven. Let us therefore continue to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's word, and it will always be a lantern to our feet and a light upon our paths in this world of darkness. With the word of God as our light, we will never walk in darkness. We will always see clearly to do the will of our Heavenly Father and to fulfill God's purpose for us in this world. Amen. Let us pray. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. O God of truth, your Son warned against false devotion. Keep your church from being led astray by diversions and perversions of your truth. May we never confuse your house of prayer with your eternal presence. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. God of truth, your Son warned of wars and rumors of wars. Keep the nations from the path of death and destruction. Forgive our warring madness, which scars the face of the earth and its people. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. God of truth, your Son warned of earthquakes and famines. Keep us from making disasters worse by failure of compassion. Bless the work of the relief agencies. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. God of truth, your Son warned of calamities to come. Keep us from despair in our frailty. Deliver us in our hour of need. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. God of truth, your Son promised to rebuild the temple of his body. Restore to life all who have died. Bring us to share with you in your kingdom. We wait on you, O Lord. Our hope is in your mercy. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have a hymn, CPWI 397, Lord, Thy Word Abideth. Lord, Thy Word Abideth. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bless us, O God, the Father, who has created us. Bless us, O God, the Son, who has redeemed us. Bless us, O Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. O Blessed Trinity, keep us in body, soul, and spirit unto everlasting life. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled and rewarding week. We invite you to continue to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's Word every day. We end with CPWI 400. We have a gospel to proclaim.